To experience love fully means experiencing who you really are. Nothing is more natural. Today in meditation, we will activate the fourth chakra to awaken the true nature of love. This energy center is also referred to as the heart chakra. The color we visualize is green. When we speak of love having different intensities, the reality is that our connection to the heart chakra can be strong or weak. Infatuation or love at first sight feels very strong, like entering a different reality from everyday life. While the mild affection you feel for a friend from your past speaks to a milder connection. Because consciousness is inside, outside, and shared between people, love flows in all directions, just as awareness does. In a word, love is holistic. The only reason we don't experience love everywhere is because we aren't used to living from the level of the true self, which is silent mind. Once you realize this, you can start to live love rather than looking for love. This is reflected in a beautiful quote from the poet Rumi. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. The energy centered in the heart can remove obstacles effortlessly, the way warmth dissolves ice. There is no need to chip away. By putting attention on your heart, you encourage the flow of life energy that can heal feelings of loneliness, isolation, and anxiety, the symptoms of lack of love. A balanced heart chakra gives love and compassion like a cup that is ever full and spilling over, always full of love and always giving love. As we prepare for meditation, let's take a moment to focus on today's centering thought. My life energy is love. My life energy is love. Now, we'll begin our meditation. Please find a comfortable position, placing your hands lightly in your lap and closing your eyes. Feel your body, noticing any tension it might be holding on to, and let it melt away with each inhalation and exhalation. Let go of all thoughts and expectations. Trust that your meditation experience today will be exactly right in the moment. Now gently introduce the syllables Om Kakini Namaha. Om Kakini Namaha. This is the mantra associated with the fourth chakra. When repeated during meditation, it will help you to open your heart center, activating the flow of love in your life. Om Kakini Namaha. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Kakini Namaha. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Kakini Namaha. Continue meditating, knowing that I mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Om Kakini Namaha. Om Kakini Namaha. Om Bhagini Namaha. Om Bhagini Namaha. It's time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. My life energy is love. My life energy is love. My life energy is love. To keep the flow of love activated today, take time to put your focus, whenever the chance arises, on the different flavors of love in your heart. When you notice them, the simple act of putting your attention to love helps to make it an intimate part of you. The flavors of love include the following: appreciation, gratitude, enjoyment, affection, romance, and personal attraction. If you appreciate how lovely the morning is, take a moment to feel it and say to yourself, "This is love." When you enjoy a phone call from a friend or the taste of a delicious lunch, say to yourself, "This is love." These aren't small things. Love is gentle by nature, and many experiences are infused with love, even though we get into the habit of making love to be a big, strong emotion. It can be that too. But feeling gratitude for a kind word is just as loving as a romance. As you begin to notice these flavors of love, your awareness will expand naturally. Then it becomes easier to make those loving gestures of kindness and compassion that are expressions of your true self. Everything begins in awareness, most especially the universal love that imbues the whole of creation.